Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Lizzie Cooperman's In Your Hands. I'm Lizzie, and on this show, you determine the course of my fate on a weekly basis. It comes out every Thursday. That's when you listen. Then really just dig deep on a cellular level. Go to my Instagram stories and exercise your right to vote. I get the results on Friday and I take immediate action, oftentimes just causing the ship of my life to change course. This cruise ship with full buffet of my life. You have made 23 decisions for me thus far. This will be the 24th, which I looked it up. It signifies harmony, and even more importantly, it corresponds to chromium on the periodic table. That is a mineral we could just all use a little bit more of, and I will be mainlining chromium tonight in celebration of this episode. But first, I'd like to plunge into the past. In last week's episode, I presented two exciting options, JC Photo and Grow the Show. JC Photo was an add-on, an appendage from a previous episode where you voted for me to become a professional tarot reader. If you voted JC Photo, the idea was that I would brand myself as the tarot dealer. Not of drugs, but rather of divine wisdom. I realized listening back, it did sound like I was meeting people like in dark alleys with tarot cards, but I would brand myself as a blackjack dealer visually. That's the tarot dealer. And I would do parties in a green visor, a vest, just go all in, maybe get a card shuffler, only for that whole theme, that whole aesthetic to culminate on Friday morning at none other than JCPenney Photo Studio. And the other of the two paths that you had to choose between was the option Grow the Show, where I would take up digital marketing mogul Lauren Passell on her offer to use her services, her expertise, her thriving connections at Tink Media for free for an entire month in order to boost the numbers, get more people listening, just multiply the number of sorcerers out there, get more people walking around in lavender capes with stars all over them, listening to the show. And in a glaring majority, you voted Grow the Show. I set up a call with Lauren. We had a conversation that I'm going to say it wildly exceeded my expectations. It addressed my fears. Lauren helped me get over my fear of the Eagle Rock Bear. She did make the joke at one point. She was like, I think I'm becoming your Joni Diamonds, which is not far from the truth. If you're new to the show, the listeners, the sorcerers, voted for me to become my own agent under the alias Joni Diamonds. We love you, Joni. That's why we want you to quit smoking. Joni, we're worried about you. We already have a spreadsheet involved. I can't even tell you how helpful she's been. I feel like if Barack Obama still had a podcast, Lauren would get me a promo swap. An update on a few things. The sugar elimination will end on my birthday, August 19th, at which point I said I would attempt the culinary feat of a baked Alaska. I think at this point the emphasis is on attempt because I'm looking around. I don't really have baking tools. It's become clear to me I might end up making a Lizzie version, which is, I'm like, it's going to be a slab of ice cream slapped between two chapters from Clan of the Cave Bear. The P90LZ, we've entered phase 3 of the P90LZ. If you're just joining, that was an arm workout that I had approved by a personal trainer. Now we're doing 30 reps of presses, dips, and push-ups a day. And also, I'm still the tour guide for the hit show This Is Us. You voted for me to become a tour guide. We have not set sail on the tour. It still appears to be happening. My OnlyFans is sputtering along. I might need to do some maintenance there in a future episode. And now may I escort you into the present. As I said, my birthday is on Friday. I'm not trying to hit that point home. I'm not trying to get any cards from Jib Jab. However, I do want to make it fun. And I was thinking, how can I get a gift for myself without breaking the bank, without taking a hammer straight down to JP Morgan Chase? I started looking up birthday freebies, and there are some lists online that tell you about some heavy-duty offers. Meat, sugar, caffeine. Locally, there's a lot of cake to be had. Lots of images with dripping chocolate that I'm not quite sure is appetizing available to you in your city on your birthday. Even something called the BJ's Bazooki, which I will delve into deeper with my expert today. So I have a couple of tarot readings on Friday, along with a podcast I get to be on. And at night, I'll be at my local watering hole. I'm watering the plants. I work there too. But I was thinking, what if I get all these freebies in the morning, but then to circulate some positive energy so it's more of a give and take, I spend the following day, which I've taken off, that Saturday. On Saturday, I write Yelp reviews, kind Yelp reviews for everyone who gave me free stuff, even if they were awful. Try to see the beauty in them. Marcus scanned my QR code with ease. Though Angelica threw a straw at me, her aim was impressive. The idea here is to have some fun, get some goodies, brighten someone's day, if only for a moment, or utterly confuse them. And the other option is Moonlight Vegan. I've been thinking about a shift into vegetarianism, and as always, I like to go to the extreme. Kind of like with Witch's Ride, I had to conquer my fear of riding the bike by riding a bike dressed as a witch. Then I can pull back and the actual bike riding is easy. So I was thinking, what if I become a vegan at night? I don't love the idea of consuming animals. I was pescatarian for 13 years. I don't need to bore you with my dietary history. Then in 2013, I had an epiphany and switched to low-fat string cheese. I'm just thinking, I'll transform like a werewolf at sunset into a vegan. During the day, we might have an egg. At night, when I'm working that graveyard shift, that's when I consume cantaloupe. So this will be coming off the Baked Alaska. So we're going to break the sugar elimination and go into part-time vegan. I also found a program online called New Leaf where you can work with a vegan mentor. And I'm really curious as to what that would be like. So I'll spare you the Birkenstocks humor and I'll just put it out there. I think this one is going to be close. Of course, I would never leave you to make a decision all willy-nilly without crucial intel. And my first expert, I can't even believe I got her on the show. I can't think of a more highly regarded source in the realm of freebies. This is the one and only outstanding comedian, Megan Keister. Okay, my birthday is on Friday, and my goal for this episode is to score as much garbage as possible.
Okay.
I'm gonna say,
not gonna want to hear this, but you already fucked up. If your birthday's on Friday, okay.
Oh, God.
You don't have a lot of time to work with, okay?
Okay.
Because the way that you get free things now on your birthday, you can't just show up anymore, all right? Used to be back in the day, you could go to Denny's, say it was your birthday, show them your ID, they'd give you a free meal. No, now you got to sign up online for their email blasts. You got to do it enough ahead of time that you have, you know, some wiggle room to work with. Because if you, sign up the day before your birthday, even the day of your birthday, they're not going to send you anything. They're going to send you something next fucking birthday. That's how they fuck you.
Really? Oh my God. Okay. But I went on. Okay. So I think I've got Coffee Bean. I think Coffee Bean is a lock. I'm really banking on the BJ's Bazooki.
Yeah. Oh, you mean are you talking about the Pazooki?
Pazooki. Yes. The Pazooki.
I think you're talking about the Pazooki. Yeah. It's a pizza that's a cookie. Yeah. Of course, we've all gotten the free Pazooki on our birthday.
Oh, is that the hybrid? It's pizza. I didn't know that it was pizza cookie. I did not make that connection.
Well, it's not pizza, I guess, per se. It's made right. in a pizza making apparatus. And so it's taken on the name of the cooking element. However, there's no, it's just a big cookie.
Have you?
At the end of the day, it's just a big fucking cookie, baby. It's gooey as hell, man. They goo it up over there.
Have you personally experienced the Pazooki?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Personal experience. Yeah.
Okay, because
and the great thing about BJ, you should also, I mean, maybe you have enough, maybe I scared you a little bit. Okay. Friday, that's a few days away. I would suggest signing up for the Black Angus, Black Angus Birthday Club. You get a free steak. And there's a Black Angus right across the street from a BJ's in Burbank.
Megan, the so idea.
That's a colon filling evening.
Have you ever had the steak and then gone straight across the street for the Pazooki?
I haven't. Now I'm wondering why. I'm actually glad you're talking to me right now because it reminds me that I'm about to also be birthed or acknowledge the fact that I was cut out of my mother's uterus.
Megan, so the Pazooki you can actually get just by signing up for BJ's rewards program.
Love that. Okay, so that's to anybody. That's just to like a plebe off the street.
Yes.
It's not birthday specific. Okay.
Megan, I love this. What about, do you know anything about Jersey Mike's?
Jersey Mike's, never done it, but I do think they do have they got a birthday thing, right?
Right. I looked that up. They have a sub. I'm hoping that I can swap it for sub in a tub, which is my favorite item at Jersey Mike's.
Sub in a tub? What are we talking? Like, it's in a bowl? What are we talking?
They take all the ingredients from the sub and they turn it into a salad, and it's delicious.
Exquisite.
Yes.
Exquisite.
Exceptional.
Wow. My mouth's watering just thinking about it. If you want to make a situation out of it, I don't know, you know, if you want to, like, bring a pal, sign up for Benihana, Benihana's birthday club. You get a free meal as long as you bring at least one person that buys a meal.
Wow, really?
Yeah. And you don't just have to do it on your birthday. I think it's valid for the month after your birthday.
Is Benihana a national chain?
It is, yes. And it's also why Steve Aoki is a successful DJ. It's because he's the heir to the Benihana fortune.
No way.
Yeah, way. His dad is the Benihana dude. Oh. Straight up. Nepotism, baby.
Oh.
Like steak-based nepotism.
Alive and well. Alive and well. Now, when you get these items, when you go in and you say, it's my birthday, I'd like my free Pazooki, do the employees seem put upon or excited to bestow you with these goods?
I think they feel nothing. Just generally speaking and specific to this situation, I've never had, I've maybe had like a tepid happy birthday. They never really celebrate you. You know what I mean? They merely just scan the coupon code and move on with their lives.
I'm looking for a tepid happy birthday this year.
If you want tepid happy birthday, I've had the best experience with Denny's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you go in there and get, so you go into Denny's and you're like, it's my birthday, I want the pancake stack.
Oh, no, it's a free grand slam on your birthday.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, and yeah, and I when I had an abortion on Vermont, there was a Denny's down the street. Now it's closed, rest in peace. But I happened to have the abortion on my birthday. So then I went to the Denny's afterward.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Megan.
I feel like self-care.
Well, I'm like, what sides did you get? It's not the important part of the story. I'm like, what's my follow-up question?
Well, specifically, okay, I didn't want breakfast at the time. I just wanted mozzarella cheese sticks.
Mm.
So my friend got the breakfast.
I do care about this story, and I don't want to just go. How long did you stay? What was your waiter like? Have you gone back to Denny's since this experience?
I'm constantly at Denny's. What are you talking about? Although less so, I gotta say, ever since I got rid of the 2-4-6-8 menu. Do you remember the 2-4-6-8 menu?
Oh, vaguely. Can you remind me?
2-4-6-8. $2, $4, $6, $8. Basically, you could get, I think it was like a stack of pancakes was $2, up to an entire meal you could get for $8. Now, at one point in the $4 range, they had this sandwich that was, it was a grilled cheese sandwich, but it also had mozzarella cheese sticks inside of it. And I, you know, ate a lot of them.
Wow, right.
Yeah, that's probably the best, I mean, that's the best sandwich I might have had in my entire life. It's just, it's like ancient Rome shit. It's so decadent.
Right, that is... Yeah, I feel like maybe that was the first food fusion. It had to have been one of the first.
The only fusion I recognize.
Is there anything
someone that... wants to make America great again?
Now, you have this incredible podcast called Grift Horse. Can you tell us more about it?
It's all about just, surviving on society's margins with the boot of capitalism on your neck, I guess. A lot of grifts, a lot of flips, a lot of flams. Pretty much everything in that apartment I got for free, yeah. Well, it's because there's, like, this constant, desire, capitalistic-based desire in people. Nothing's ever good enough. They're always just getting rid of perfectly usable shit.
Right.
So they can get something newer.
Wow.
If you wait for it, if you want anything, just wait long enough and you get it for free.
Megan, that is such a beautifully constructed sentiment. If you want anything long enough, just wait for it and you'll get it for free.
Yeah.
Does that apply to dreams?
No, I don't think dreams are, no one discards dreams.
You know? Ooh, right, right. Okay.
No one discards dreams in the hopes of getting better dreams, unless it's like somebody breaking up with somebody because they think they can do better, but they can't.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It's someone at what is the restaurant called at Angus who goes across the street for the Pizookie? Oh my God. Megan, you've been a dream expert. Thank you so much for contributing your wisdom.
Thanks for making the knowledge in this head worth something.
Endless thanks to Megan. You might just find her as Born Feral on all social media platforms. Okay. Next, I decided to consult a nutritionist. Now, I'm like, keep in mind, this is all medical advice. No, this is not medical advice. I just really wanted to get the opinion of a nutritionist where I didn't know what their opinion on veganism was one way or the other. Not to be confused with creator of the West Wing. This is nutritionist Erin Slotkin. Erin, can you tell me a little bit about your feelings on veganism as they pertain to physical wellness?
Gosh, yeah. So I think it can be a very healthy way to live. It can reverse heart disease, even, case studies of cancer. It can really clear things up. There's Dr. Esselstein, Dr. Greger, really good people promoting it. But I think it's hard. It's difficult to do, right? Because when someone stops eating animal proteins, they will get deficient. I see it all the time with vegan clients. They come in and they have gut issues. A lot of people get bloating long-term vegan and mood issues, right?
Right. Okay. I almost forgot about that aspect.
Anxiety and depression. So I don't know if you want me to go here. This is where I go with it. But
sure.
For the masses, right? When someone recommends it to the masses, mass people, they don't supplement. They don't. They aren't even taking people. The clients I see, they're not even taking B12. They're deficient in amino acids, which is protein breakdown product, proteins.
Okay.
Deficient in probably minerals, So their blood work, if you do blood work, their cholesterol looks great, no inflammation, but, you can tell, they often have iron anemia or B12 anemias, and they're just not feeling good, they're feeling fatigued, lethargic, and... Yeah, oftentimes it affects their mood as well.
Okay.
And many of them have to take a psychotropic medication, antidepressant or other.
When you're vegan,
long-term out. So long-term out, and they're not supplementing and they're not doing it right, it can lead to depression and anxiety, and even worse, you know, if someone gets really B12 deficient, it can cause psychiatric illness.
Wow. Okay. You're really talking me out of this.
Yeah. So anyways.
Okay. Sure.
Anyways, so yeah, just keep that in mind, right?
Okay.
It's gotta be tough, you know?
Sure.
Someone's gotta be vigilant on this type of diet. They gotta supplement. And if they don't, it usually doesn't work out so well.
Right. It's like, how many beans can you take down in a day?
So that's a good point. So beans, when someone eats beans and rice together, it makes a complete protein profile, right? You get all the amino acids you need. But, exactly, you got to eat a lot. You know, you got to eat 90, 200, 300 grams of rice and beans, which is a lot for most people. And a lot of people can digest that. And it might be too much carbs. You know, I definitely think carbs are important, but
I think starches, I could do it.
It's not so practical. I've seen people do it. You know, I had a guy, he was on a vegan diet, and he would eat like cups of beans and lentils and rice and quinoa. And he was big. He would work out because he would use all that starch to build muscle, and
wow,
he would get enough protein. But
is he single?
Most people can't do that. No, he had a girlfriend.
Okay, got it. How do you feel about people doing it part-time? Like, if you were to eat a traditional diet during the day and then maybe vegan at sundown?
Yeah. So I think, you know, and I think Dr. Greger, he's a medical doctor, he really, you know, so yeah, less meat, the better, right?
Mm-hmm.
So eating meat 3 times a day, that will cause inflammation. So it's good to try to have a meatless meal or two a day, or even a meat-free day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's other protein alternatives. There's tofu, protein powders, you know, things like that.
Right.
So yeah, trying to do that I think is a good thing.
Have you ever heard of the pizookie, that dessert?
Oh no, I haven't.
Okay, that was just a wild question. Okay, Aaron, you've been so helpful. And do you want to tell people where to find you before we say goodbye?
I work out of the Light Touch Healing Center, and I see private clients.
Great.
For nutrition consultation and support.
Many thanks to Aaron. I did Google him, and I'll just say, he's easy on the eyes. Before I bring on my guests, just a small disclaimer. We had some light audio issues again in the studio, beyond my control. At times, it might feel like we're in a football stadium. So get excited for that. Get into the soundscape. I'm going to put the full version on my OnlyFans. Anyway, I love my guests today, and I have unwavering faith that you will as well. I have incredible guests with me today. I have Nick Flanagan, host of an incredible podcast called Nick Flanagan Weekly. Also, he has an amazing album called Wiped Privilege that you should definitely check out. Both of you are dear friends of mine. I can't even believe I have you both here. We have Chris Crofton, the host of the podcast Cold Brew Got Me Like, and the author of an outstanding book called The Advice King Anthology. And he has an album that I personally love called Hello, It's Me, that got a 7.4 from Pitchfork, which Chris explained to me in detail what that meant before we started the show.
Yeah,
he said it was a good thing.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah.
And yes, I definitely highly recommend getting that album. So right now we're deciding between B-Day Freegan and Moonlight Vegan. Here's what B-Day Freegan is. I'm going to spend my birthday going around. I found a list of all these places where you can get things for free. You can get a sub from Jersey Mike's. Do you have that in Toronto, Nick?
No, we have the big franchise here is called Belly Busters.
Ew.
But it's kind of cool because it like was an old 70s franchise that then got revitalized. So they have
Can
a great
I say something?
Like, yes,
that's a disgusting name for a restaurant. It reminds me of Oinkster. Like, where do you want to eat? Oh, I think I'll take my little piggy tail down to the Oinkster.
Yeah, Thanks. Gross names are my favorite. There's a place called I Feel Like Crepe here in town. And also, we have a bar that I just passed that's called Hugs and Sarcasm.
Boo.
Two of the worst things to deal with.
Everything's
on a first
called
date.
Something and something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Health and wellness, the pelican and the bear, the
dot coms and dot orgs.
Yeah, the butcher and the honeybee or whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's going
What's
crazy.
What's the one in Hollywood that's like sensibility and wit or something?
Yeah, and they sell like little statuettes made by trust fund people.
Right. Oh, Nick's offended.
Oh, no. Nick has a trust fund?
I swallowed the coffee wrong.
Can you Venmo me a hot 60? That's $60.
So speaking of which, have you ever done this on your birthday? Have you ever redeemed the free coffee from Starbucks on your birthday?
No. I mean, it sounds fun. I didn't even know they did it.
I mean, I looked up all these places. You can get a free stack of pancakes at IHOP.
What's the Yogurtland situation on your birthday? Is there one?
Oh, good idea.
I mean, I love Yogurtland. It's one of the things I miss the most from L.A.
I actually looked up Baskin Robbins, and they have a birthday offer.
What is it?
I should be getting so many sponsors for this episode.
It's true.
I'm like, did you know you get a free mattress? Do you know MyPillow is giving out?
So you think that giving away ways to get things free from this business is the way to get them to
MyPillow is giving out a free voting machine.
Only on the signature level. Oh my God, that's so funny. You only receive free yogurt on your birthday while you are at the signature level at Yogurtland.
So if you're like basically the premium member. Right.
What does that mean?
Yeah, like how do you become a signature? Now I want to know the tiers here in Yogurtland. So you get the card, and then when you've bought thousands of dollars worth of yogurt, like, right, is there a lounge access? Because if there's a lounge at Yogurtland, that changes everything.
You walk in there in an ascot, you're like, I happen to be on signature level.
Hi, is there a bed here? I'm in between yogurt shops.
I have a layover.
That's funny. Like, what is that? The premium level gets like a cot or something? Like, oh, yeah.
You take a shower.
Signature, you can just like hang out in the air conditioning.
So the idea is I would go redeem all this stuff. You can also get makeup from the store called Ulta. I would redeem everything free I possibly could. And then the following day, I would go home and I would write kind Yelp reviews for everyone who helped me. And try to circulate some positive energy on my birthday. Even if they did the worst job, didn't make eye contact, I'd just be like, Adriana expertly slid my card. Herman may have seemed put upon, but he had a sparkle in his eye.
Yeah, I have a question for you about Jersey, because this is part of solving this. Even though you haven't gotten to the second one yet, I do think it's important to sort of weigh with what's free what tier of stuff you're getting, you know? So it's like, okay, you're getting Jersey Mike's, but what if it's like, oh, you can only order the leavings bowl, you know?
Like free onions.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, you can get a free Lyft ticket at Big Bear. You can ride the Lyft at Big Bear for free on your birthday.
It's really nice.
Well, okay,
but you got to find out, is it outside of the Lyft?
LA's closest thing to an alpine escape, Big Bear doubles as both a winter and summer recreation area. Visit on your birthday during the snowy season. Oh, forget it.
The closest thing to... That's LA's pitch for everything. Right. It's the closest thing to a real existence.
Right.
LA.
Okay,
enjoy the closest thing to a healthy sunset that we have to offer you.
Yes, you don't need to live in this other place because we have something that's almost as good. Instagram won't be able to tell the difference between Switzerland and LA's fake Switzerland.
Stare at the eclipse.
I'll just quickly say, regarding this free thing, this sounds great.
I think so too. Listen up to what else I
found. But aren't you going to worry these people are going to be mean to you because you're getting something free?
What does that even mean? Hey, look, Don Miguel Ruiz, The Four Agreements. Number one, don't take things personally. Number two, don't make assumptions. Don Miguel Ruiz, you would love this book.
Number three, no rules.
Number three, you must be signature level to redeem a yogurt.
Number three is get as much free shit on your birthday as possible.
Okay. Guess what else? Guess what else? You can get a free movie at Alamo Drafthouse.
You can only stay for half. You have to pay for the second half of the movie.
A guest I had on before, Jesse Gaskell, and I were talking about how it is like hospice.
Why?
Because you go to this movie theater, they put a blanket over you, and then you have to, like, eat in bed as you watch Jurassic Park or whatever.
Okay, that happened to me. I went to the Monrovia Movie Grill, and it's like they serve you – you can get, like, a lobster while you watch, like, Minions or whatever. And I went to see Phantom Thread there, and I thought it was Phantom Menace. And, man, was I disappointed. It's about some – it's like some guy who makes a dress in real time.
I think I heard about this movie.
I mean, it's, I don't know what it is. It's one of Paul Thomas Anderson's meditations, which means a movie with no ending.
Now, here's the issue with this choice for me is that I am busy from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. So everything I do would have to be in the morning. I go around, I collect, I scavenge in the a.m. That's when I'm the birthday free again.
Okay. So you get mostly free early stuff.
And I'm going to wear mittens that have claws on them and just like a raccoon.
Oh, right, you so should you actually, if you do this, you should get a shirt morning. That says like, me want it or something. Birthday girl.
Birthday monster.
Birthday monster. Like birthday gangster.
It's like a bachelorette party, but I'm on my own. I have a penis. I'll wear a penis
hat. Be so aggressive about it, you end up on the news.
Ski birthday pass. Monster trespasses on roof of yogurt land.
They told me as part of my birthday thing I could go on the roof. No, they didn't.
Oh, my God. The Bears of Monrovia. I can go visit the Bears of Monrovia.
Yeah.
That I can do for free anytime. We had a bear episode.
Oh, I had a bear. I saw two bears yesterday in Monrovia on my hike.
Whoa.
Two of
That's
them.
Awesome.
I took pictures of them.
You need to get bear spray.
No way. I like them. I'm friends with them. I don't want to hurt them.
Nothing goes better than the I'm friends with them attitude.
I know. Yeah. Grizzly Man. Oh, have you ever seen that? No, I haven't. Is that good?
Right, and then, you know, it's LA, right? So they ask the bear, like, do you know Chris Cross? No, I think I know Chris Cross.
No, I've never heard of him.
You like at dinner.
I think he opened for me once.
He opened for me.
Okay, so no, I did.
Okay.
In Monrovia, where I live, is right in the San Gabriel Valley. So I'm right up against the mountains. So the bears come down, especially on garbage night.
They're freegans themselves.
Yes. And they eat a bunch of shit and they hang out. And they're used to people to some extent, which is probably bad or something. But I saw two yesterday. But I still think that I'm too comfortable with them.
You are. Yeah. And when you see them, you're supposed to just don't turn your back to them. They will put a kick me sign on your butt.
No. Yeah, yeah.
Don't turn your back. Don't turn your back. Keep eye contact.
Don't turn your back
just walk
to a bear.
Away slowly, facing
I've
them.
Never heard that before. Don't turn your back to a bear.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of maniac would do that?
So this is what I would do. So I would go around. By the way, I love Jersey Mike's, and I'm really hoping, because you get a free sub there, I'm hoping that they'll let me exchange it for something called sub in a tub.
What's that?
Well, it's all the ingredients of your sub in a plastic container shaken up. So it's just without the bread. It's like a salad.
They shake it.
A salad version of a sub. It's delicious.
Do they really shake it?
Oh, do they ever?
Do you ever get over to Nova Scotia?
Me?
Yeah, you. Do you ever go over there?
I mean, not regularly. I've been.
You guys, I'm actually freaking out about another thing I just saw.
Okay.
BJ's Brewhouse. Get a free pizookie for your birthday.
What the hell is that? What's a pizookie?
We don't know.
I thought that was an instrument.
Oh, it says, what is that? It says that. That's literally the next sentence is, what is that? It's a big, warm cookie smothered in ice cream. Oh. And then they say, yum.
What is Grauman's offer on a birthday?
Who
What's
says
even
yum?
Better? What's even better is you don't have to wait for your birthday. You'll also get a free pizookie just for signing up. How are we not living off of these offers?
So if you sign up on your birthday, you get two free pizookies.
Black Angus Steakhouse. Join the Prime Club and get a free steak dinner on your birthday.
You'll never stop getting emails from the Prime Club, though. Right. Well, that's like Prime Club Wednesday.
I mean,
come
this
in
is
and
the
get
thing,
sour
right?
cream all over the place for.
Chris joined the Prime Club. He never came back.
No, Chris really hit on the main one of the main risks here, which is just you go to all these places, your inbox is going to look like a drive into Ohio.
Okay, so then I would come home. I would write these. Do you guys write reviews ever? If you have a great experience at a business, are you
only
like, you know
if
what?
There's incentive. I sell on eBay, so I review people there.
Okay, and what is a review for, like? What's a shining review from Nick Flanagan?
Great communication, excellent buyer, A++++, which is the default message.
And then you add in bed to the
in F. bed. Yes, actually, that's all I write. I'll just write in bed, and then because you need to add have a minimum amount of characters, I write a lot of periods after that.
A++ in bed. Who would ever say that? But imagine if you had sex with somebody and someone said A++ afterward, you'd probably call the police.
Really?
You know what I mean? If you were done having sex with somebody,
I would definitely go A+. I'm sure I've said that before.
I don't know. It recalls like grade school. I don't like it.
Okay. And then I'm gonna review them. So that's one option. The other option is, so on my birthday, they voted for me because I haven't had sugar now. For weeks, maybe a month, I haven't had sugar.
Wow, that's
oh
great.
My God.
Yeah, it's had absolutely no impact on my life.
Are you serious?
I weigh the same. I feel like shit. My sleep is horrible. Like, I'm the same awful mess as I was before I quit sugar.
That's so disappointing because I figured if things really got bad, I could always quit sugar and then things would be fine.
What about those people who say, oh, I quit sugar 3 days ago and ever since then I got a PhD?
It was like keeping that no sugar thing as a backup plan for if things got really bad and they just stay bad.
That's your plan B.
Yes. Like if things really get rough, I'll quit sugar and then things will be fine.
I'm living in my car. Time to quit sugar.
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, next thing you know, I own a farm or something.
So anyway, I said that on my birthday, which is on Friday, I would make a baked Alaska as the end of this, which is the most complicated technical dessert to make. It is. Have you ever seen a baked Alaska?
I think so. Like a steak restaurant or like a prom or something.
Okay. That resonates.
Yeah. Something
sure.
like a.
It's like a mound of ice cream. It's a dome with a. It's a mound of Venus.
Dome.
Like I sexualize it.
It's a dome.
It's a dome. It's a planetarium of ice cream.
Holy hell.
With cake over it. And then a meringue on top.
That's incredible. I've never had one.
I know. And why did I commit to this?
Because you're a masochist and that's the point of this whole podcast, right?
Interesting.
A masochist for like money.
I'm a masochist for money.
No, I know it's not that, but you got to make it something challenging or the stakes are no, it's no good if the people won't vote if the stakes are low. So you got to make it a baked Alaska. No one cares if you make a cupcake. Like if you guys vote, I have to, it's got to be something.
You're right. Okay. So the birthday one, for me, that's about, part of me did need this week not to do something where I was like, I'm going to sell my car. I'm going to rip my teeth out. I had to.
Rip my teeth out.
And then. Here's the other part. I make a tooth necklace, and every sorcerer gets one.
I think it's a good idea.
So we're going to make them expensive because I only have like 40 of them.
Right. Oh, my God. And no health insurance.
This was a big mistake, so these necklaces are going to be very expensive.
Oh, my God. I did make jewelry out of my old keyboards. I have now piano key earrings. I have to start sharing photos and stuff of all of this. But the second option is called Moonlight Vegan. I will transform, much like a werewolf, into a vegan every day at sundown. And on top of it, I will join a vegan support group called New Leaf that gives you a vegan mentor.
No.
Yeah. See, I gave this some thought, too. Like,
dear God.
Like, here's the thing, Lizzie. First of all, doesn't the sun set at like 8 p.m. in L.A.? So you've got like 4 or 5 vegan hours. Like, essentially, what you're kind of saying is I want a strange man to possibly indoctrinate me into something and trying to give me money. Like, this is this mentor aspect. Like, really what you're saying is like, yeah, because the question here is thousands of emails and monitoring of your tastes and stuff, because that's what all these free places want to do, you know? Like, you're basically giving them, like, your brain.
What do you mean? You think these vegans are going to shadow ban me?
No, not the vegans. It's
shadow banned by vegans.
But the vegans.
The Lizzie Cooperman story.
Then you go to the support group, which is what, a Zoom? Or, like, what is it going to be, a person? You're going to go to some abandoned church, bunch of smoking people.
An abandoned church.
I'm gonna try and pretend like I don't think the idea of a vegan mentor is that creepy for the purposes of the show, but I'm like freaked out by a personal trainer, and that's a real thing. Yeah. Like, they have a justification for calling themselves that because there is a gymnasium and there is equipment, but a vegan mentor, that's just like made up out of the. There's no such thing as that.
This says, find a mentor. Here's a quote. My vegan mentor made all the difference for me.
Yeah, they killed you and buried you in their yard.
They were the reason I couldn't make rent.
They buried me next to the vegetables.
They live with me now.
They live with me now. It says, it was hard to go from vegetarian to vegan, but I would never go back, okay?
Nice.
With our free program, okay, you can connect with a trained mentor for one-on-one individualized support. I just call them and I go, I'm out of beans.
It's fucking insane.
I ran out of beans. What do
That's
I
like
do?
They should just change it. Vegan mentors is same as saying murderer, in my opinion.
I got the urge for curds.
You guys have tied so much of this to murder. He's like, the vegan hours.
I just think vegan, anybody would call themselves a vegan mentor is crazy and dangerous. That's my...
I hope they're wearing Vibram five-finger shoes.
Will you wear those?
I wanted to.
Oh, you didn't wear them? You didn't get votes?
They didn't. They voted for me. That episode was the one where I ended up cutting out sugar. It was final sweet or gloves for feet. And then someone sent me a photo of the gloves for feet on the fall 2022 runway. So they are coming back into style, and we could have pioneered it here on the show, but...
Runways are craziness. No one was wearing those toe shoes. If you're super, super hot and you wear toe shoes, if you're super, super hot, you can wear whatever the hell you want.
The other thing is, think about this. Now, this is huge, right?
Okay.
Your carbon footprint for the birthday day is going to be massive. So really what this is a carbon footprint question.
Oh, my God.
The gas. The companies you're supporting.
Holy God.
My carbon footprint has Morton's toe also.
Is that the gloveless one?
It's a long second toe.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
So this is really carbon footprint versus nighttime vegan.
Okay, but even with the carbon footprint, Nick, you still would be more on the B-Day freegan side.
So it's a question of, like, do you want to repose at home, eating vegan treats after sundown alone?
I don't know that they would even be treats. I honestly, I'm a terrible chef. I should probably factor that in. It would probably be a lot of baby carrots. You know when baby carrots get kind of old, they turn kind of white, they look kind of corpsicle.
I'm baby
seeing
carrots.
A lot of faded carrots in my future.
I'd argue that baby carrots are horrible before anything happens to them.
They are emblematic of something. Can I say really quickly? I think baby carrots are emblematic of an attempt.
I think you're right.
Attempt it. Just making something.
Curbing my hunger, stifling myself, not giving myself a full carrot.
Like a New Year's resolution or something. Like you see a bag of those laying around, you know someone's in trouble emotionally.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh no. Oh God, I was dating this girl and I saw a bag of baby carrots and I got the hell out of there.
Yes, like the id has run wild and this is the only thing you could do. It's almost like sandbag. Like you're trying to sandbag a problem, but with a sack of baby carrots.
I mean, it is a very sandbaggy sack. That's a good point. Yeah. And it's filled with it's definitely one of those quote unquote edible foods.
I've had this happen at the grocery store, at Trader Joe's recently, where I went to reach for baby carrots and I was like, where am I in my life right now?
Right.
It makes me
I'm not
wonder
doing
that.
This bad.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not I can't keep doing this. And when they're around, I'll eat them, but I'll always want more.
You know how baby carrots are like sort of really smooth, like kind of on the outside?
Sure.
Yeah.
I've always thought they look like they're whittled or used. Someone used a lathe on a larger carrot and made the baby carrots. They seem like they're carved out of...
Well, how do they make them?
I don't know. That's what I mean. I don't ever see them growing. I've never seen a baby... You ever pulled on a carot top and pulled out one of those little things? No, uh-uh.
Maybe I think they're made by Monsanto.
Wait, that's wild. They're dipped in something like acid. They take a carrot and dip it in acid, and then they're like...
Tired of big, regular carrots? Monsanto will shrink them so you can eat them like Tic Tacs.
Okay, I have to say, there is one thing I make that I will eat for... I prepare a giant vegetable soup, and it usually lasts like 3 or 4 days. It's the most grandmotherly thing I do. If I make it, it's like the only thing I eat. But it's like potatoes, carrots, green beans, crushed tomatoes, corn. I throw some bay leaves in there.
That sounds good.
It is so good. By the way, one time I called Trader Joe's and I go, do you guys have any bay leaves? And the woman is like, let me check. And she comes back. She goes, no, we don't have bay leaves. And I said, okay, do you have anything that might work as a substitute? And she goes, I mean... You could try, like, Kahlua. And I go, really? And she goes, yeah, something like that, like something. She's like, I mean, we have other liqueurs. And I go, and that would work in a soup? And she goes, probably. And at a certain point, it occurred to me, she thought that I said Bailey's.
That's funny.
I guess the thing for me with this option as well is that I feel that when I cut out sugar, I replaced it with cheese.
Right.
Which might be why you don't feel any better.
I'm not well.
You're putting cheese in your coffee.
And by the way, when I was like 21, even I went to the doctor and they were like, you've got high cholesterol.
That'd be a blessing, someone telling me I had high cholesterol.
What happened when you were 21, Chris?
Well, no, I mean, just like in terms of like the number of ways a redheaded person growing up is made to feel like a freak. High cholesterol would have normalized me.
Chris, are you a veteran?
I'm a veteran of 1980s veteran. Connecticut.
Oh my God.
My mom, let me just put it this way. My mom, I got discovered by a talent scout at the supermarket when I was like 9 or something. Mm-hmm. And they were like, we'd like to put your son in commercials. And my mom goes, you're not going to make him look like a freak. I know what you do to redheaded children. You put glasses on them and make them look freaky and weird. And he already's got enough trouble in his life. And that was the end of.
So, Chris, which way are you leaning so far? Are you going B-Day Freegan or Moonlight Vegan?
Well, I like this show and I've listened to it. And I know sometimes people will take a side just for the sake of, you know, making the show good.
Okay.
So I'll say you should have a vegan coach.
Chris.
No, he's got
no
a point.
No one does that. By the way, people don't do that.
I've heard someone do it before.
People say, I know it makes it better for me to take the other side. And I always say no, but I want to
Well, no, you'll say
really
no afterward, but I thought maybe I would. Okay, I'll tell you the truth. Do the free thing. That's going to be fun for everybody listening and everything. And okay. I want to hear about how it goes.
But have you ever eliminated something from your diet purposefully? Any type of meat or anything?
Not purposely.
Dairy? Okay. You've never made any kind of shift?
I quit drinking alcohol, but that was because I kept going to jail.
Mm. By the way, Chris and I had the same therapist, and she fired me.
Oh, no.
I came in one day, and I had so much to say, and she goes, so before we get started, I need to talk to you about something. And I thought she'd be like, we need to move to Thursdays. Instead, she's like, do you feel like we have any chemistry?
I can't believe you brought this up. I feel terrible about it. Right before that happened, she had recommended this therapist, and now I've been seeing her for like 3 years. So it's like every time I mention my therapist, I go like, and then Lizzie goes, it's fine. It's fine. And I feel like she's not fine, and I don't – it's all the – and she brought it up again.
One other crazy
right now
is this
show.
Vegan mentor thing just so you can get a new therapist?
It's called Butter Help. They're helping me get off butter.
That's a good brand.
But this therapist, by the way, it was the week of Valentine's Day, and I was like, I'm going to drive by her place on Feb 14th. Where
is
she?
I don't like talking about this.
Who's in there with her now? So
you're
guys think
I
should
sponsor.
Go out, get all these free things, try to get as much as I can before 2 p.m., right?
Yes.
Before my tarot appointment at 2 p.m.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bring your stuff home. Do my morning pages at Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf with the beverage of my choice.
Yeah, now we're getting to it. It's all about that. It's all about your morning pages, incorporating them into your embrace of the riches of capitalism.
What do you have against Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf?
I mean, are you kidding me? That ground up ice they have? Like pellets? Ice pellets?
Oh, I'm not going to kick a pellet out of bed. I'm actually a fan of that kind of ice, of crushed ice.
So I do think I have to go with the birthday thing just because, you know, we all want to know about the different deals. This may ruin your no sugar diet, I want to point out.
Oh, yeah.
But do you have any, but the thing is that ends on my birthday. That ends on August 19th.
There you go. That's all the more reason.
It ends with the Baked Alaska, and then I would move into the Moonlight Vegan. And I have to say, I am excited by the idea of the Moonlight Vegan. I want to stop eating animals.
Yeah, it's good not to.
And I feel like this is a way, say I were to become a vegetarian, this is like, well, what if I weigh overspin? Then I can always pull back. Then I'm used to it. I understand it. Then I can pull back. You know, add a little mozzarella in from time to time.
Well, this
clog
is
up
also,
the arteries. Clog up the arteries just enough that I can get off on it.
You just want to eat cheese, it sounds like, no matter what.
It's
mainly.
I need to cut the cheese.
Need to cut the
you
cheese.
You guys, remember that business book called Who Moved My Cheese?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I once went to a cheesecake and coffee shop called Cut the Cheese. Isn't that a horrible?
That's a
good idea. I'm just now realizing I should add that to this one. Not only am I going to Moonlight Vegan, but I'm also going to read the book Who Moved My Cheese, because I do need to get better at business. I don't know.
Cheese?
You know what? I can't, because I'm already supposed to be reading Clan of the Cave Bear for this podcast.
Just watch the movie.
God, you've really gotten yourself in a pickle, haven't you?
Just watch the movie.
You gotta read Clan of the Cave
Bear.
Bears,
cheese, earrings from keyboards.
You don't know
keyboards.
What's going on. You're going to have a vegan coach looking over your shoulder at Clan of the Cave Bear, and you're going to say, what have I done?
Okay. So you guys don't think about when someone's like, do you want a burger? You don't think at all about the source.
I do. I don't like that I do it. And it's just my impulsive ways where I go, oh, here I'm in Chinatown. Got to get that bun filled with pork. Tastes too good. And then I'm like, but I shouldn't be eating pork the most. Or like chicken, you know, you're like, I can't believe I like taking the skin off a chicken.
Jesus.
And eating the skin.
Mm. Man,
you know?
Man.
And then
I don't
a hot
think
dog.
About that.
You know, a hot dog is like, you know, they right. say it's
hot
lips.
Dog's like a chicken with no clothes on or something.
Yeah,
I don't even know
exactly.
What it is.
Hot dogs are the worst.
Wait.
Hot dogs is like, hey, you want to
hot
dog's
like a chicken's core strength.
It's core strength.
Hot dog looks like something a chicken would release from its butt.
Yeah. I don't eat a lot of meat, but it's not because I'm afraid of like, tearing apart a chicken right. or whatever. Chickens are no skin on them. I'm thinking about, I just kind of don't like to eat a lot of meat. So I eat mostly fish and salad. I don't eat a lot
I
of meat.
I can see looking at you, you are full of mercury right now.
I know I am. You know what? I don't know how to feed myself because of how the way I grew up. And so I had an ex-girlfriend who ate bags of salad with fish on them.
We
and
need
I've
to
been...
tell people really quick. Chris grew up in an Utz cheese balls factory.
I wish. At least I would have had a purpose.
Actually, let me ask you. Out of all the free things I mentioned, is there anything that you were like, you've got to get that? That's number one priority. Hit the draft house. Get the sub in a tub.
Well, you can't hit the draft house. The draft house, you don't have the time to watch it. So,
okay. I think it's good for 30 days, so I could do it on Saturday.
Okay. So hit the draft house, get the pizookie.
Yes.
You know?
Okay, that's important. I feel that the pizookie is crucial to this.
And we want to know if the Jersey Mike bowl is subbable. I think that this could be a fun challenge on this. It's just like testing the substitution waters with these, because I have a feeling that won't go well, but I want to know, you know? And then, like I said, Grauman's, Ripley's Believe It or Not. Like, my dream is that you're sort of stranded on the Hollywood Strip, desperately looking for birthday treats. You know?
I do love it. I do love it. In the Me Want t-shirt.
In the Me Want t-shirts. And then, actually, just we'll change it. Just for you, it's a Me Want birthday, Me Want Cheese.
Cheese birthday person in Sharpie.
Birthday girl.
A lot of stains on it.
You guys, I wonder if there is free cheese you can get on your birthday.
Look it up.
There's got to be. Okay. Okay. And Chris, you don't have to be a contrarian.
No, I'm not. I think the best thing to do is the free thing. I think you shouldn't get too much ice cream because you get sick and then you won't be able to do any of the other ones. Mm-hmm. I think you should look into whether your property manager has like a free rent for your birthday thing.
Yeah.
Like, see if you can get something better than just like a flapjack.
Right.
See if Craigslist has like a free contactless pickup for an item of your choice.
Go to Jiffy Lube and tell them it's your birthday.
Oh my God, yeah. Denny's has a free stack. Waffle House will give you a waffle.
Where's the closest Waffle House?
I'm just going to feel like absolute.
All they'll give you for your birthday is sugar, basically.
Yeah.
Wow. Is an addiction. All they'll give you for your birthday is an addiction.
Yeah.
You know, I love this idea of like, you find out birthday things in like a tri-state area, and your day is like a race to drive as much far as possible.
That's a good idea too.
And get all the birthday things. So it's like Arizona, New Mexico.
Wait a minute. You guys, Red Robin, fire grilled burger any day of your birthday month.
Go to Baskin Robbins in different states. Like, you can't get it again. We've got a computer system. No, this is a new state. I checked the statutes.
I buy fireworks and a Red Robin burger. Incredible. Okay.
So, yeah, birthday.
I am so excited. Oh my God, the Pizookie has ice cream on it. One of the blogs says.
Oh my God. Okay, there you go.
Okay. You can get this up to 7 days before and 7 days after your birthday.
Wow.
My mind is actually blown because I've never taken advantage of any of these offers. Okay.
Neither have I. I didn't know.
My mind is blown, and I'm so happy because I've never been in such a desperate place before that I thought.
Right.
Where can I get a
gallon of gas?
Right. So part of this whole plan is just kind of a like put a big X over the can I eat today?
Exactly.
Thing.
I'm house sitting. I mean, I ate all their veggie straws. They're gone. Okay, guys. Before we go, is there anything you want to plug coming up?
Well, I'm putting out my podcast fairly often, so you can go to my SoundCloud, look for iTunes, and you mentioned my Bandcamp. You can find my album there.
What's your Instagram handle, and what's your Twitter handle again?
Instagram, Nick Flanagan, and my Twitter is The Flans.
Chris, what do you want to plug?
I have a podcast called Cold Brew Got Me Like, and it's on all the platforms, you know what they are.
What about your book?
I'm sorry.
You literally are a new author.
I wrote a book, and it's called The Advice King Anthology, and it was put out by Vanderbilt University Press. So anyway, yeah, I have a great book, a compilation of my advice columns from the last 8 years for the Nashville scene, and it's called The Advice King Anthology. And I'm a featured author at the Southern Festival of Books in October. And the podcast
book is brilliant.
Thank you.
It is mind-blowingly brilliant. And please listen to his album, Hello, It's Me.
And the album, Hello, It's Me. And I got a new album coming out this fall. It's the fall already, but before Christmas, called I'm Your Man.
You can also check out my band, Wrong Hole.
I love you guys. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks. So nice to see you, Nick.
So nice to see you, Chris.
Yes, thank you for joining us from Canada. Okay, I have to go home and do a tarot reading.
All right, bye.
Thank you once again to my guests, Chris Crofton and Nick Flanagan. And now let's take a look into the future. First, let's draw a card for B-Day Freegan. Wow, Page of Wands. Okay, it's a new beginning. It's creativity. It's just very optimistic, holding a giant wand, perhaps used to stir the ingredients of the pizookie. Or could be a giant free breadstick. We don't know. Okay, now let's draw a card for Moonlight Vegan. Ooh, Judgment. Okay, this is a rebirth. It's very divine. There's something about me just like following my inner calling. I wish you could see the card. It's truly a bunch of people with no clothes on who they definitely look like they could be vegan mentors. Kind of looks like we can't go wrong here. And by the way, if you want a tarot reading, go to my website, lizziecooperman.com, and come see me in Los Angeles, August 28th at the Neil Hamburger event at Zebulon. Thank you so much for listening to the show. And now I ask you, B-Day Freegan or Moonlight Vegan? The choice is, as always, in your hands.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.